right. Welcome, hello everyone, to Cogworld, a Cypher system campaign where everyone is a god. A small god, if you will. But a god, nevertheless, allegedly. So far as anyone can
prove. It's a ratkin. Ratkin are naturally small. You do not have to make any big point of it.
My name is Crash, and I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight, I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, Eo, and Jen. Who wants to plug the... Wait, no. We've already done that joke.
Tika will plug darkness. Darkness is kind and gentle, and it helps you sleep and hide.
You plug in the cord. The light turns on. The darkness flees.
Poor Chitika.
The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising out of the world's ocean, but they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any, but to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it's always been. On the ring gear of Archizo, on the edge of the Windbreak region, 2 days counterclockwise from the recently raided town of Korf, several alleged incarnations of local deities and a kobold with 3 kobold children had a battle in a basement somewhere in the rail town of Angorfa. If they had a nickel for every time someone almost died in a basement, they'd have 2 nickels. This isn't a lot, but at least this time it was the attackers who almost died. Wait, let's back up a bit. Cam went on to the train station to acquire some wholesale goods at possibly less than wholesale prices. What they encountered was a train owned and operated by the Silverquill Alkin and the Sniptail Mousekin families. After providing some assistance, Tam was gifted enough supplies to fill their small cart. This entire interaction was baffling to them. Lucy and Chitika decided to go back to the Brick Oven Inn and let Maffa know about the Chapel of Unity and their so-called helpers from out of town. On the way there, 2 of the Chapel of Unity's new guards accosted them. Lucy flew off and Chitika ran, but the ratkin was not able to run fast enough to get away. Lucy escaped, but was exhausted and collapsed upon reaching the stable for the Brick Oven Inn. Tam returned to the Brick Oven Inn to find Maffa having something of an identity crisis. Realizing that Lucy and Chitika should have returned hours earlier, they each took a baby kobold and headed out. Lucy was found right away, but was left in the barn to sleep off her exhaustion. Meanwhile, Chitika was bound, gagged, and left in a basement. This is a dangerous thing to do to a ratkin, as they're at home in dark places and can often chew through most bindings. Chitika did just that and managed to hide behind 2 crates when some guards came down from an outside door to find that she wasn't there. The guards were still systematically searching through every crate and barrel when Maffa, Tam, and Lighter showed up and had at them. Last session ended with both guards down, swords shattered, and one of them covered in a metal-eating foam. It is around noon, on the 3rd day of summer. The party are in the basement of the Chapel of Unity, around the same time that the remaining 4 guards arrive to ask for things to do so they can get their day's wages. With the adrenaline of the fight fading away, there is something that does not feel right about this basement, besides the whole 2 guards trying to murder you thing. What happens next is up to you.
Someone had better drag Chitika off of the one she has wrapped her body around his head and is well, bunny kicking is not quite the right word, but it's sort of the right word.
Maffa will
cat kicking.
Disengage. Maffa will disengage Chitika.
Chitika is squeaking angry things about kidnapping and not ducks and how dare you and innocent ratkin and the head horrible cannon. Thugs.
In my head canon, when Maffa does this, Maffa picks up Chitika partially by lifting the torso, but partially by the scruff of the neck, and all of the limbs are swinging, trying to attack the guard in front of Chitika.
Too much.
But now there's several feet.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
Let me at him. Let me at him. But we're going to pause this and go back a ways because the party has been split.
Ah, yep.
So we're going to go over to the Brick Oven Inn, where, in the barn, on a pile of straw, Lucy is waking up, having recovered from the exhausted flight, which your abilities do let you do this, but you used up all of your stamina to get to the barn so that you could tell people, look out, Chichika got kidnapped, someone was coming after us, and then collapsed from exhaustion. So you are recovering from that. You wake up. The first thing you notice is that the millet is next to you.
Okay. What's left of it?
What's left of it?
Well, you might have had a light snack earlier. That's fine. It's your millet. You offered to share. Other people declined.
For me. More for me.
Yep. There is a small child sitting next to you. Not on the pile of straw, just next to the pile of straw. And they're just staring at you.
Okay. How young is this small child? Age-wise?
They're about 6, 7, somewhere in there.
Okay. So Lucy's going to give this kid a sprig of millet, considering he might be hungry if he's staring at me.
Logical. They take it and look at it, and then they put the sprig in their mouth the same way that people will take a blade of grass that has seeds on it in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then wonder why they do that, because it doesn't taste good, but it's just something to chew on.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But so it's sticking out of their mouth like they're going to chew on it like a blade of grass. And
Huckleberry Finn!
They say, hello, you're not dead?
No.
Okay. Mafa said if you woke up, we were supposed to tell you to go find Mafa and the rest, because they were going to rescue Chitika.
Okay. Which way did they go?
I don't know.
Okay.
So Lucy, I hope you could hear the shrug in that voice.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure about it. Yeah. So Lucy's going to come out of the straw and go try to find which one she thought was missing. The kid wasn't very clear. So,
well, the kid didn't have a lot of information. At the time that everyone left, they uh-huh. didn't have any leads.
Oh, okay.
So they weren't able to leave detailed directions of go 3 blocks in this direction, hang a left where the copper penny used to be. They can't do that.
Ah, okay.
So I would like you to give me, it's going to be an intellect roll, but let me look at your abilities real quick.
Yep. I don't know where I don't know if I have the character sheet here at all.
You're in the ready box.
Your character sheet should be available.
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be an intellect roll, but I don't see any abilities that would apply specifically to this situation.
Okay.
Unless, not that one. Okay, so give me a d20 roll.
Okay, 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of 16.
All right, with the 16, it occurs to Zandra Storms, because somehow that's the character you have selected.
It just pops up every time.
It does it for me too. It does it for me too, but it's still going to amuse me.
Okay.
It's not hurting anything. Okay. But Zandra Storms immediately knows where everyone is, but is unable to share this information because this is a different planet and different continuity. Meanwhile, as far as we know, yes. I didn't name the town that you're all in for the Supers game. Deliberately did not name it. However, if you look very closely at the art that I provided as the album art for the Supers game, there is a map in the background. But never mind about that. Yes. Not very much of a map. But there is a map there. An actual, legitimate map.
Cool.
That's old enough to be public domain, or I wouldn't have included it.
Oh, yeah.
Crab walking sideways here. Because I've been trying to get my brain to tell Lucy what she has learned. So you got accosted shortly after leaving the Chapel of Unity.
Okay.
So any search that would be done likely would have started around there. So that might be a good place to start by going to.
She's going to fly over and go in the chapel, I guess.
Okay. So I'm going to, you had a nap, so I'm putting your speed points back to where they were.
Okay.
If you are going to fly, that is going to take 2 speed points to do.
Okay.
So I giveth and now I taketh away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But not as much as I did before. Fun fact, you have far step and glide.
Oh. Okay.
These are used in different ways. Far step lets you move a very long distance. Mm-hmm. Almost instantly. Glide is what it says on the tin. You glide.
Okay.
So
okay.
With your intellect edge of being 2, you can do far step for free. You basically shoot straight up like a rocket and then glide the rest of the way.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Which I think is hilarious.
Presumably flavored with flapping wings.
Of course.
Well, occasionally, but every time you flap your wings, you're going to lose some of your gliding. So, yes.
Oh, right.
But the far step is why flavored.
Hmm? The far step might be flavored. Oh, sorry, Ellie.
About to make a joke that I just realized nobody present is going to get.
Oh. Okay.
I hate when that happens to me. Like, I just thought of something incredibly funny, but I'm going to have to explain this to you for 45 minutes until you understand it. Sit down.
I was just going to say...
Would you like a notebook?
Lucy uses the ability she got from the Wind Temple and then pops out her paraglider, which, if you've played Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, is very funny.
I haven't played it, but I've seen images of it. So.
I've seen just enough gameplay from Breath of the Wild to know what you're talking about. All right. So you fly towards not the Wind Temple, because the Church of Wind does exist. They're probably dead right now. Well, the God of Wind is probably dead right now. But that's on the other side of the Windbreak region. No, you instead are going to the Chapel of Unity. And you do have wilderness lore, which does allow for skill in wilderness navigation. But I'm going to allow it for this because you're flying over top of everything and not trying to, you know, you're not navigating street view.
Oh, okay.
We seem to have lost Beth. Okay, now we have her.
Just moved me there for no reason. It said, oh, you're inactive. We're going to put you over here.
Wow.
You were politely listening to myself and Jen going over what happened with Lucy. So politely that it moved you to the AFK section.
Oh, no.
You sure you didn't bump me accidentally, Crash?
I haven't even been touching my computer, to be honest, while we've been having this discussion. With that said, Lucy, as you go towards Chapel of Unity, because you have an aerial view, you are able to see that there is a side door to the Chapel of Unity. And by side door, I mean it is like the kind of basement door that you'll see on a house where it's like at like a 30-degree angle, where when the door is opened... there's steps that are going down into the basement, but you never have to go into the first floor of the house to get to the basement. You're noticing that. And is that a significant amount of foam that's covering part of the stairs? That's weird.
I think Lucy is going to fly down and sort of kick the stuff and see what the heck that is.
Okay. The rest of you who are in the basement do notice that Lucy shows up and starts kicking the foam around.
Hey, Lucy.
Because Lucy's feet are not made of metal, they are fine. If your feet were made of metal, they would become very brittle and they would shatter.
Okay. Understood.
So, yes. So, it's very fortunate that you are not partially made of metal. That's a different game.
Definitely a different
backs
game.
Away slowly from the foam.
Or quickly.
You is not metal.
Oh,
that goes back far.
So far.
Take your luck point. And remember, when we get 5, we were doing that wrong. Well, there is a spot for luck, but in this case,
Jen,
Ellie.
In Foundry, in the ready box up the upper left, if you double click on the cockatiel named Lucy, that'll bring up your character sheet.
You see your character sheet now?
It's not doing it.
It's not doing it?
So
that's weird.
Oh, got it. It just...
Okay.
It, It just like got hung up for a bit. So, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay. So one of the guards was half tangled up in rope by Leiter during the end of the fight. You've had a few moments of rest and recuperation since the fight ended, specifically when the guards stopped trying to fight back.
I was going to say, I think Jatika is still flailing.
Jatika is probably still flailing during this entire time. But what are the rest of you doing to assess the guards and, you know, make sure they don't, you know, grab some pocket sand and throw it in your face or whatever?
Cam's trying to interrogate them.
All right.
That's where we closed the last session.
That is where we closed it. So, what is Tam asking?
I believe that last session, Tam said that whoever hired them apparently hired them to be expendable, and they should probably start explaining why they aren't. Now, okay, they might actually, in reality, hesitate to make good on that threat, but the guards don't need to know that.
Okay. Well, the one who was accused of claiming a bag of potatoes was in fact a deity looks confused, as evidenced by the character name art. But never mind. The other one looks confused, but not as much. Like, who are you?
Is that directed to?
Well, does that really matter?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I mean, I know she's scary. The less confused one points at Mafa. She's a holy terror who may or may not be the god of ducks, pointing at Jatika.
Not the god of ducks. Not.
But I don't know you.
Me? Well, I don't think we're going out to get lunch, so that's not a problem.
But it also means we're not going to have a long conversation. I don't know you. I don't know if you're in league with my employer trying to see if I'm going to give information. So I don't need to say anything. Oh, Mafa has made a roll. Skill, noticing and searching. Got a 10. Beats difficulty 3. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm getting the roll out of the way while Tam finishes their conversation.
Ah, okay. So the GM will remember this.
Excuse me. You think that your employer would send people to tackle you, cover you in foam, destroy your weapons? Why are you working for this person?
Pays good. Also, the foam thing came out of left field. We were not expecting that. The confused one shakes their head. Bits of their foam mustache begin to flake away and fall down.
Oh, Jatika can do far worse. I can do far worse.
Anyway, we don't know much about the employer besides the pay is good. They kind of made sure we wouldn't see who they were. You know, we only met in shadowy areas. They had a big hood on and a scarf.
How often did you meet?
Wants to see if we were interested and wants to give us a down payment and send us on our way.
What were you going to do with me?
Well, God of Ducks is not on our list, so nothing. Probably possibly let you go if you promised to, you know, say you didn't see anything.
Who is on your list?
What list?
The list that I am not on.
You're probably on a lot of, you're probably not on a lot of lists. List of people who don't scratch someone's face off. List of people over 4 feet tall. List of people who are not very angry.
Let me finish scratching his face off.
Sounds fine to me.
Jatika starts flailing again.
Oh, I think I heard of this. It's good, it's good god, bad god, right?
Not a god, just an attendant.
Jatika is stealing Tam's idea.
Attendant? Who's attendant? All I heard was a yell.
Jatika is yelling, dead!
Oh, my condolences.
What were you going to do if I was on your horrible little list?
What list? I didn't say anything about a list.
Points. Points to the one who did.
The guard who said they didn't say anything about a list is the one who said something about a list.
Points.
I will bite your ears.
Too late.
I will bite
Your elbow's on the footy bone.
No, I've got a better threat.
We're going to pause this interaction because I do want to address that searching role that Maffa did. I think it can tie in with the plot very nicely. Maffa, what were you looking for?
I was looking around the boxes and crates in the room, trying to find out, you know, what's in them, what's behind them.
That is the exact answer I thought I would get. Wonderful. So, as you are peeking around, there's a lot of things that have been moved recently, almost as if people were trying to turn over every nook and cranny, leaving no stone unturned, trying to find a god of darkness who had crawled into a crate and they didn't know which one. In doing so, a couple crates were moved off of an area of the basement where the flagstones are significantly loose, like barely put back in place, possibly because the people who put them back in place didn't have the skill to put them in properly. So they moved a few crates over top and then forgot they'd done that. So they moved the crates away when they were doing a search. And there is a smell.
Okay.
It's faint. You didn't smell it on the other side of the basement. No, it is not. You know that smell. You spent a significant portion of your life being told you were the god of death.
Yes.
You know the smell.
How big is this room?
The basement is the size of the chapel above, so it's quite large. There's support pillars that allow the roof to, well, not roof, but the ceiling in here to stay upright. But there's not really any dividing walls.
Is this arranged so that the loose stones are, that there are crates between the loose stones and the rest of the group?
Yes. There are rows of crates everywhere. This place is used for storage of the various things that are needed for the outreach programs that the Chapel of Unity does. Hedge magic.
Yes. I'm using hedge magic to lift the loose stones and set them. I'm hoping to do this in a way that doesn't attract attention.
Underneath the stones are a thin layer of dirt. And below those are several shapes wrapped in canvas, wrapped tightly in canvas, where you are fairly certain that they are humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's five of them in total. Rituals surrounding death. You got a 19 on that. You do, a little bit of damage to the corpses, according to the notes here. Plus 3 damage. Or a minor effect.
Maffa is starting the liturgy for the dead.
Okay.
It's almost a reflex.
Is this something that can be done silently?
Yes.
All right.
Or at least very, very quietly. She's whispering.
With a 19, normally when you are doing this type of ritual, you do get the sense that something is moving on. One of the corpses, you realize this ritual is not necessary. There is nothing tethered to this corpse at all.
You already did this one.
The other four, it works as intended.
Okay. Hopefully I didn't screw up this time.
You feel a hand on your knee, because that is the kind of height we're dealing with here. When you look down, it's one of the baby kobolds.
Uh-huh. Okay, buddy. I just have a job to do.
It sits down and is very quiet as you finish. Cut back to the rest of the group. You've been, for the past couple of minutes, endured being gaslit by a guard who is being threatened with face removal, i.e. a list that may or may not have Chitika's name on it.
Chitika's about ready to find a bit of board or something and start gnawing through it to illustrate things that she would like to do to someone's funny bone.
Someone who's in the interrogation party, give me an intellect roll.
Will identifying and assessing dangers, lies, quality, importance, function, or power help?
I will allow an asset in that, yes. This is difficulty 3.
There's also, the asset, I have
2.
Seeing through deception.
I do not require a roll for you to realize that they're trying to lie about the list.
Okay.
So no, that's not coming into play. Difficulty 2,
you say?
If you are pre-adding the modifier. Difficulty 3, yeah. If you're adding in the modifier when you're setting up the roll. Bottom line is it needs to be a 6 or higher, and you got a 9. Therefore, it doesn't strike you that either of these individuals is the kind of person who would be able to memorize a list. So if they're talking about a list, someone has an actual list.
You know, that dovetails well with the better threat that I was heading towards.
Ooh, are we taking all their clothes?
Well, the thing is... More, I was thinking... Well, I'm sorry, Chitika, you're just not an imposing figure to them. But I feel like the clerics of Unity might like to know who helped kill their god. They've got a lot of teeth. Bigger teeth.
Oh, that's true.
We haven't killed anyone.
Seeing through deception.
You can make a roll. It's difficulty 2. Oh, yeah. Lying through his teeth.
You murderers! Murderers!
Okay. We haven't killed anyone you know.
Murderers. How about that? No.
I knew impatience.
You have no idea who we know.
I've sent the other ones home. Martha has, at this point, put the stones back in rather a neater arrangement. It was good of you to bury them, at least.
I'm sure they only did it because of the smell.
No, the smell was pretty bad, even after we buried them. But didn't seem right to otherwise.
You were going to kill me because you thought I was a god.
Look, there is no god of ducks on the list. Assuming there is a list.
Right, I'm searching you.
Go, Baffa.
Tell me your name.
Tell me yours.
She turns her head, sort of... She doesn't, like, turn away from them. She's just sort of canting her head at an angle for a second. My name is Martha. I am the god of the crossroads. I see those who have died to the next stage, and I help with other sorts of crossing. Now, you know who I am. I'm on your list, I'm sure, but probably not by that name. I am glad I didn't have to go looking for impatience. Now, what are your names?
I'm Mule. I'm not really from anywhere.
I see. Which one is the one with the broken foot?
I should have put it in my notes. But Tam, which one did you stomp? The one covered in foam or the other one?
I stomped to the one that was trying to run away.
Yeah, and I don't remember if it was the one covered in foam or not. Oh, wait. It was the one covered in foam because the one that wasn't covered in foam had a Chitika to the face. So the one who... thought a bag of potatoes was a god is the one that was covered in foam. And they have a broken foot. They haven't been saying much because they are very much interested in holding their broken foot.
Yes. My friends have plans for making you talk, for making you suffer for the things that you've done, and you don't have to pretend that you haven't. But I think I'm going to offer you a choice. Now, I know Chitika very badly wants to hurt you, and Tam would very much like to take you upstairs and hand you over to Unity. And if we gave you to Unity, well, this is the Church of Unity, and they would make sure that you were one with the people around you and never hurt anybody again. But I'd like to offer a different direction. Get on the train going spinward. Go 7 stops until you've crossed the first major bridge. In that town, look for the Naji Kadir family. Tell them that Mafa has sent you, and that you are an apology for the cart, and that Mafa loves them. Which do you choose?
Mule looks down for a moment. You know, piracy was way easier. You knew where you stood with piracy. All you had to do was download software. Wait, that's not canon. That's not canon. Does not say that. What will they do when I deliver this message?
Give you a job.
Mule looks over at the foam-covered one. What do you think? My foot really hurts.
I can make that fix. I can distract you from that.
We could take you to see Dr. Plate before you go.
Can I talk to the others?
I want the list.
If we're taking this deal, we don't need the list.
But Chitika holds out her hands.
I don't see why not.
If I give it to you without the rest agreeing, I'm dead anyway. I'm going to put it past them first. They're probably upstairs right now.
Hmm. Lucy, would you be a dear and go into the temple and make sure that the adherents are okay?
She goes back out the door, flies over the top of the temple, goes in through whatever means, and is, you know, waiting around to see what's next.
Okay. I'm 100% okay with this. Also, there is a staircase inside the basement that goes upstairs. Lucy would have seen that staircase. So knowing this, does she go up the stairs that are inside, or does she go out the way she came in to go around the temple? I am okay with either answer.
My gosh. She's very cockatiel, and I have one. So, I mean, they do strange things once in a while, but...
this is why I ask.
Yeah. So she was going to fly up, go in, and go into the temple. And not sure what else she's going to do for a minute. You know, birds are fun.
Okay. So... Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Okay. So, you go in through the front door of the temple, and there are, in fact, four people who look very similar to the ones downstairs, except they are not scratched and battered and covered in foam, and they are having a conversation with one of the lioness kin. You think this one is Matilde? You don't want to say they all look alike, but you haven't really spent a lot of time with them to notice the differences, and they all wear the same thing.
Of course.
So this conversation is going back and forth, and the gist of it that you can pick up is they need to justify their being here with a salary, so they need some odd jobs to do, but not those odd jobs. They did those odd jobs yesterday. What do you mean the trash has to be taken out more than once? No, give us something interesting to do. No, not that interesting. And give me a d20 roll.
Okay.
This is going to be for intellect again.
Okay.
That's a two.
That's a two. However. That's a bird, all right.
Yes. However, yeah. I will tell you, because in your abilities, you have altruistic. You have generous. You have helpful. These are all three different abilities. And the gist that you are understanding is these four people think they're being 100% reasonable with their expectations. Matilde does not have the same conclusion.
Okay.
Which is why they're at something of an impasse. Now, you were sent up here to make sure that the clergy were safe and sound. There is one of them here who clearly is and who looks more annoyed than accosted. Okay, maybe accosted also, but not in a threatening way.
Okay.
Do you go back downstairs having seen this? Do you continue to listen to the conversation or do you interject?
I think Lucy's going to walk up to any of the three of these ladies, and explain that there are some bad men in the basement right now, and something has happened to them with foam. And then she nods her head.
The four people who are there with the Lion King exchange glances and immediately run down the hallway, open a door, and you hear them running downstairs.
Hey, she'll go follow.
The rest of you hear a door slam open and four people are running down the stairs to see what's going on. Lucy, do you follow them or do you go down in a different way?
She's probably going to follow them.
Okay. So four people drawing swords running down the stairs and one anthropomorphic cockatiel who does not appear to be armed or armored.
Nope. Although they can bite pretty hard if they want to, yes. But they try not to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mental image is the cockatiel equivalent of Mr. Bean is walking down the stairs, totally unaffected by the scenario that's taking place.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yep. So she's just going her way, you know, following the ladies. That
making your
the
way downstairs, walking fast.
Walking faster.
I presume that a priestess may be following as well, considering that everything's gotten a bit weird.
Yes, one is coming downstairs at a much slower pace than everyone else. One hand held to her chest like, oh my gosh, oh my, what is happening? Not actually saying that out loud, but that's the body language.
Oh, I see. Okay. So she's just coming with, I suppose. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, you make it down the stairs before she stops partway down so she can see what's happening, but mm-hmm. has a clear escape route if she has to turn and run.
Ah, okay.
Sensible of her. Mm-hmm. Besides, she needs the rest of the pride.
Ah, hello. I'm very sorry about the trouble. Those two decided it would be a good idea to... Well, I'm sorry to the priests of unity about the trouble. I'm sorry that we have a foam-covered kidnapper in their basement.
I didn't kidnap anyone. Near, shut up.
Well, it looks like your friends are here so you can talk to them, and also Mafa can speak for you if you say the right things and do the right things.
I really would prefer it if you put your swords away.
Mio looks over at Mafa and says, may I?
Please, by all means.
Mule motions to the four guards that have their swords out, and they go over to not a corner of the basement, but a little bit out of the way so that when they lower their voices, it's hard for you to make out what they're saying.
Jatika is eavesdropping.
Give me a stealth roll. It's difficulty 2.
Stealth roll, difficulty 2. Okay.
Because while it'd be fun to say suddenly the guards leveled up, they have not. So with a 9, you'd be difficulty 3. Yeah, they do not notice a ratkin in the darkness coming over and just like guard standing there, ratkin, guard standing there. You have joined the huddle. They are unaware. There may also be 2 baby kobolds who have joined the huddle with you.
So long as they're quiet, we will teach them the ways of stealth.
24. What? 31. Hut.
No, there aren't any huts here.
Thank goodness.
Wrong universe.
That was yesterday.
Those would be slugkin.
One of the baby kobolds is chewing on bootlaces. You suspect that if they knew how to tie bootlaces, they might be tying them together. Instead, they're just chewing on them.
Jatika thinks that this is such a good little kobold.
So, we're just going to get one, aren't we?
There's 3 of them and 4 of you. I am not a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was counting lighter in the count.
So the conversation, I'm not going to role play the conversation between 5 people. Not tonight. But
not tonight, players.
What you gather from the conversation is that Mjoll is suggesting they do what was given because they've already gotten like a large chunk of money. At this point, they're coasting and there's somewhat diminishing returns. And also, some of these gods are packing a punch. This other job sounds like no one's going to try to kill them. And if it's not that good a job, they can always leave. They've done it before. But they will need to help carry Nier to a doctor. They have to do that anyway. There's some grump. That's the part that gets the most grumbles. Mafa?
Yes?
I'm going to ask you to make a roll, a persuasion roll, using skills that would apply.
Is my difficulty 2 as typical?
Yes. Yes, but the more you succeed, the better it'll be.
Okay.
I'm not expecting you to fail this roll.
You should expect me to fail this roll.
Because Mafa has an inability.
Yeah, I'm bad at persuading people.
I will give you 1 asset in being freaking terrifying and briefly wielding a Chitika.
She was also putting effort in.
Oh, wow.
With a 16, you made a convincing enough argument to Mjoll that when Mjoll paraphrases what you have said and gives a rundown of what took place, 4 swords get sheathed.
Another joke that nobody's going to get. Their names are Link, and Link. Because the first multiplayer Legend of Zelda game was Legend of Zelda 4 Swords Adventure.
Okay. Also, the guards' names are based off of Norse weapons. So we got Mjolnir, we have Mistletoe, and we have Tyrfing. Those are all legendary Norse weapons.
Wow.
Yes. So saying
these
four
are not
swords
legendary Norse guards.
They are definitely not.
No. Missile is the only one who's trained in Arcana.
Because of magic, yes.
He's a magic missile.
They might be the only one who's trained in bows, too.
Yep.
Well, one of the four goes over to the cleric at the top of the stairs, Matilde, and says in a quiet voice, but they have the kind of voice that carries even when they're not trying to raise their voice. We're, sorry about the inconvenience. We'll be going now. Thank you for your hospitality. And that same guard, as the others are leaving and picking up Nier to take with them, someone, I assume, has told them how they can find Dr. Plate.
Yes.
They're not waiting for Dr. Plate to come here. But that same guard who apologized comes over and stands in front of Chitika.
Chitika folds her little arms and looks up.
They get down on one knee, so they're closer to eye level.
That's probably about eye level, yeah. Chitika looks more all right. List.
List.
Hold out little paw hand.
They reach under, but they reach down the neck of their shirt and pull out some very battered pieces of parchment, which would be if they were keeping them on their person the entire time.
Yeah.
And they hand it over.
Chitika takes it carefully, nods, and if you go against what Mafa, if you go against the chance that Mafa gave you, then you will never know peace in your dreams again.
Let's let them go, Chitika.
They can
go. They made their decision.
Yes.
Remember, seven stops Finwood past the Great Bridge. You're looking for the Naji Kadir family. You can't miss them. They own the station.
The calm guard repeats the instructions you have given.
Okay. I intend to let them go.
Chitika has the list.
The others are making their way up the outside stairs. The calm one, before they get back to their feet, hands one more thing over to Chitika.
Chitika will take it.
I am adding it to your character sheet. It is a cipher.
Ooh. Chitika.
And I think... No.
Chitika actually is going to say one thing. One thing, which is, where did you meet the person who gave you the other job, the list?
A little bit after I got off a boat in Chalk.
Thanks. Chitika thanks you.
I want you to know, I didn't agree to kidnapping. That's what we were told we were doing.
What were you told you were doing?
That we were going to kill gods, be the stuff of legends. Turns out, around here, gods are just normal people.
Uh-huh.
I think everyone here was just waiting for someone else to say they were going to quit.
Chitika heaves a great sigh. Well, I wish that you had decided to quit before things happened. A lot of people in attendance died.
I wasn't with that group.
No, but you sort of were.
I understand what you mean, and for what it's worth, I'm sorry.
I hope that some of the attendants were okay. Chitika will hold the paper and the little cipher and just sort of shoulders slump and look small and sad and pathetic. And okay, yes, she is feeling sad about it, but also she is entirely doing a guilt trip. I don't know if this, I feel like this counts as persuasion because, well, I just want to. There.
Well, considering what Mjol's face looked like, I think you got out okay.
I did. Go do what Mafa said.
I intend to. Hope it'll be easier than piracy. I don't like boats.
I have never been on a boat.
You're not missing much. They nod to everyone and follow the other guards out.
Chitika is going to go repeat the place that they met the person who said, hey, let's go kill God. I'll pay you to kill gods.
Chalk.
There's one more thing that I'd like to do before.
Mm-hmm.
Mafa will go over to the lioness again. I'm very sorry to impose on you, especially after having just cost you some employees, I'm afraid. But would you mind reburying the people in the corner more properly?
Oh my. Oh my. We had some suspicions, but they actually killed people?
I can't say that for certain, but they are buried under the flagstones.
I'll talk to the others about it. We can do burial services, yes.
Thank you.
Do you know who they were?
One of them was Impatience. I don't know the others.
Impatience's attendants, probably.
Their attendants, most likely. I'll talk to the others. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's time we went back to the brick oven.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we've been playing for just over an hour, so what do you say we take a short break?
Good idea.
Yep.
I will be right back after I check for paladins.
Buttons?
Yes, I did get that in the recording.
Oh, good.
Chitika is glad.
I'm very happy about that.
Chitika is glad.
So, let me tell you something about the town of Chalk. It's a port town, one day's travel by cart from the Great Rail, just beyond the boundaries of the Windbreak. So it is not a town that has its own god. The fastest way to reach it is via a smaller train line used to ferry goods and people to and from Angorfa, which brings the travel time down to about 6 hours. Chalk's primary industry involves shipping, just like Angorfa's is the Great Rail. Boats arrive and leave at all hours of the day, though those using sail power still prioritize timing with the tides. Chalk's central business district is heavily regulated and managed by a significant amount of bureaucracy that manages to fund the local government. So, naturally, most enterprises try to avoid that entirely. This is partially done with a series of bribes, which still manages to fund the local government officials. So, for the ones in charge, it still seems to work out. That's what you know of Chalk.
Is it on the rail or is it on the spur?
It is. The rail that goes to Chalk from Angorfa is of a different gauge than the Great Rail. Smaller trains are used for that. But there is... part of the train station is designated for those trains to come and go.
Okay. So, what do you think? Should we head to Chalk? See if we can find whoever's arranging this business?
If they aren't surrounded by mercenaries, then yes. And I will bite their knees.
Could you say that again, please?
I will bite their knees.
I don't recommend it. You don't know where those knees have been.
I didn't say I would swallow. I think we should look at the list.
Yeah, but it'll still be in your mouth.
Before we go anywhere.
Atika will hand over the list carefully.
Thanks.
The list includes large block letters of each of the gods that's in the list. Next to the block letters, there is something of a portrait. The portraits are not incredibly detailed. They're more a record of, look for this identifying feature on this person versus hold this up next to them and see how good the likeness is. This is not a driver's license.
It's probably, you know, are they human, dark hair, ratkin, antelope
stuff like
kin.
That. Yes, but in picture form, because not everyone who was hired for this job was literate.
Mm-hmm.
Chitika is on the list. So is Mafa. So is Lucy. Tam is not. There is a god of trickery on the list.
Clearly, it's a misdirect.
Tam recognizes them.
Is the name Tam's real name? Or is the name the name of the attendant who was left playing the role?
It is the name of another attendant who was previously playing the role before they decided to mess with everyone and have someone else do the same thing.
Ah.
Because your church likes to keep everyone on their toes.
Yes, they do.
And presumably the species is wrong too. Or is it?
They're mostly... well, they're mostly runnerkin. Though one of them had a... the one who was left... I did design, and she had some sheep or goat in her, too.
Yeah, have you read Summer in Orcus, P. Kingfisher?
Nope.
There's a thing in there about antelope women. Just as a, you should read it. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, we've had our shameless T. Kingfisher plug for the episode.
I can't help it if the books are good.
No.
Summer in
no,
Orcus.
No, that's totally T. Kingfisher's fault.
Yes, exactly.
Are any gods who we know died during the event on here?
Keep in mind, you don't have a full list. Like, you didn't see many gods die. You just know there was a huge battle.
Yeah, we know there was a huge battle. We know of a few people who died.
Unity.
Unity was the only god you knew who definitely died during the battle. There were other ghost gods who were encountered. They had died before. But
nevertheless,
okay,
we were assuming.
Different, similar question.
But Unity is on the list.
Okay.
This was handed out before the attack, is the assumption.
Yes. There are notes, like, Impatience is at the top of the list. And there's a note that says, arriving on, and it gives a date. So one can infer they were put here definitely to take out Impatience if they could, and then stick around to catch any stragglers who try to come through here trying to escape.
Well, I was going to be relieved that one of my attendants was on here, but those undead. So, doesn't really indicate anything, but, well, they're probably fine. They're good at getting out of scrapes.
They can take off all of their god clothes and run away.
I mean, yours is the Church of Trickery, right?
Exactly.
If anyone's going to get out of there, it's either going to be the Church of Trickery or the Church of Getting Out of Sieges. Is that one
or
of the
ambushes?
Churches?
I don't know.
Neither of those is an actual church.
Is there a god of escape?
I think there's a god of luck.
No, luck couldn't make it. They died.
Yeah, that's one of the gods that died ahead of time.
Yep.
Because of bad luck.
I heard it was a freak accident after tripping down the stairs into a lot of sharp objects.
The god of luck is not necessarily the god of good luck.
I hear the god of luck usually dies that way.
If the god of luck was a player character, every time they rolled a d20, like half of the numbers are ones and the other half are 20s. They could just flip a coin.
Yeah.
Instead, they flipped down the stairs.
Whoops.
Onto a pile of knives that were set there just for a moment because someone had been washing dishes in the kitchen but needed to rearrange things real quick. And there was an empty spot at the bottom of the stairs.
I suppose I'm kind of sort of a god of escape, but not like escape capital E so much as... Anyway, that's beside the point. We've got a list.
Are there any gods that Chitika knows of who are on the list? Or rather, that she knows of who aren't on the list?
I mean, give me an intellect roll. It's difficulty 7.
That's a lot of intellect. And I have a horrible feeling that it's going to be even worse than that because I have an inability in lore and knowledge type things.
It's a rather exhaustive list. And name every person you know.
Yeah, well.
Maffa.
While Chitika is rolling, how is Maffa on the list?
God of Death.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Your picture is with the face paint because you haven't been seen for any official functions without it.
Yeah.
Well, this person clearly isn't on the list. They don't have a skull for a face. See, I told you. I talked over you, Ellie.
I was just curious.
Okay.
We've got a little list of gods who won't be missed, except we will miss them very much. So.
Chichika's portrait is not next to a hand-scrawled note that says ducks, ?
Does it show how many, is it a full figure portrait with all of her little limbs?
Portrait. And for some of them, it's just like part of the head to show, oh, this one has this style horn. The The images were made specifically so that people who were otherwise illiterate would still be able to identify someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chitika's does anyone at least else pleased want... because...
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Does anyone else want to make an intellect roll to analyze the list? Maybe not for trying to find if everyone you know is on it or not, but for other details.
Sure. Can I add magic lore to it or magic training?
For this one, that would not apply.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I see that you put in base difficulty 7. That difficulty was specifically for Chitika trying to see if there were any gods that she knew that weren't on the list.
Was the last difficulty I heard.
Certainly. But I'm saying this to explain that your failure, because you didn't hit difficulty 7, is not actually a failure. The difficulty for Chitika was specifically because name every person you know. That's difficult in normal, non-stressful situations. You're going to leave someone off. Mafa, on the other hand, if we're
you're a feminist? Name every woman. Chaka Khan?
Yeah, you pretty much have to stop there. At least, that's what she claimed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all on her. Anyway, trying to not give you a luck point for that. It's building, but I'm one with the force. The force is with me. One with the force. Mafa, with a roll of 16, you realize something about this list. It is not handwritten.
Ah.
It has been printed. Now, someone made an original. Like that, there are drawings here. The drawings are not done with movable type. It does not work that way. But somebody got access to a printing press to make copies of this. Could have been lithography. We are in the steampunk era. So lithography is a thing that exists. Heck, it could have been silkscreened. Actually, no, it was not silkscreened. You can see where the parchment is pushed in a little bit where the printing happened. Definitely printed.
Chonka chonka. We have wanted posters. Great.
Chitika did not want to be in an Old West game as the black hat.
At least I'm not in it.
Right.
Well, that means that if you have to, like, I could run errands for you while you hide somewhere.
That's true.
No one's looking for me.
Speaking of which, has anyone seen Selwood?
Selwood shared this morning that he was going off to get supplies of his own.
Yeah.
And that he'd be back in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. So we're not expecting him back yet and missing him.
Well, it is the afternoon now, but it's early afternoon. And I'm assuming you've gone back to the Brick Oven Inn to have this conversation, because I think I remember you saying that you were going to do that.
Yeah, that sounds but right.
It's more likely that he's going to be coming in closer to supper time, perhaps, considering the nature of the town, how cluttered the streets get near the market. It's possible that it might be an hour or two for him to get out of the market area. Yes, could you move, please? Just a little bit over to the left, just a little. That's to the right. Now you are actually more in my way, and that seems to be less convenient for you. While you're here, would you be so interested in hearing the wonders of my magical elixir that I am... Ah, now you are leaving. Wonderful. That worked. I didn't make a sound. Okay. Cut back to the Brick Oven Inn. Lighter is breaking up a kobold baby fighting ring that some of the children in the inn were attempting to start. This may be getting broken up after Lyta lost a bet, but that they will never conform nor deny this. What are the rest of you doing?
One moment.
Chitika is pondering. I mean, just because she's failed doesn't mean that she isn't going to be going over the thing and trying to remember if there's anyone she knows who isn't on the list. She's just, going to continue failing.
With the role you made, you keep finding, oh, I forgot about that person. Yeah, I remember them. They're on the list. Okay.
Exactly.
It's hard to think of someone who isn't on the list because the list is rather exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't mean she's going to stop for a while.
It's, you don't necessarily feel better by going through this list.
No, she does not feel better, but she's trying to figure out if they missed anyone. anyone.
Well, they got me wrong, but I don't think they... I don't know if they missed it. There's a lot of people on the list.
This is not a little list.
Mafa, you have used the ability of scan.
Mafa is finding out what ingredients are available. She is preparing for dinner.
From the looks of it, the most palatable meal you could probably make would be a type of stew. It would be vegetable-based.
Nothing I'm a stranger to.
There was some meat. Going. The meat deserves a proper burial.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons that I wanted to keep the corpses out of sight. Mafa was very concerned that the baby kobolds would suddenly get hungry again.
Yeah, the one that came over to you seemed to be very respectful. They apparently were able to read the nice. Room.
Aw, they're growing up.
I will see if I can commandeer a child or two to go out and get some fresher meat. And in the meantime, I'll start a stock.
Well, if you leave with, hey, does anyone want to go run around town for a little bit? It is offered to a bunch of kids who are otherwise cooped up in an inn where they have to work. You have many who are interested. It's like when the main office calls my room and says, could you send someone down to the main office to bring some papers back to hand out? Every hand goes up in my room.
Zip, zip, zip.
Yes, everyone wants to participate. So yes, very easily you can get someone to go to the market and see if they can find someone who's selling some choice cuts or not choice cuts because they'll be in a stew no one will notice.
Yeah, the worst cuts are fine as long as they're fresh.
So they were selling this thing called Scrapple. Does that work?
I can make it work.
Hopefully.
For the listeners at home who are blessed to not know what Scrapple is, when a pig is slaughtered, the only part that gets away is the squeal. Everything else becomes food.
Concerns, I continue to have them.
I mean, it doesn't contain tongue or pig's feet because those are sold separately. People ask for those by name. The stuff that no one asks for becomes Scrapple.
Oh, my concerns, they are legion.
It actually doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good. But it doesn't taste bad.
As a vegetarian who has been so lifelong and, you know, all the more meat for you carnivores, actually no meat tastes good to me. It all tastes kind of troubling.
I mean, I've heard it described as like hot dogs, but without the casing. However, I've had vegetarian hot dogs and they tasted the same as regular hot dogs.
Yeah, that would be the kind of hot dog that I don't like. If the fake meat tastes like meat, I tend to not like it.
I didn't say the fake meat tasted like meat. I said vegetarian hot dogs tasted like regular hot dogs. You don't taste the meat in a hot dog. It's the spices they add.
Crash. No offense. More meat for you people who like meat or whatever. But the closer it is to something that is a meat product, the less I am going to like it.
Yeah. I am not trying to convince you. If anything, this conversation, it might be making a few more vegetarians.
I'm assuming that it's happening between one of the kids and Chitika.
He's an omnivore. Come on, Chitika doesn't care. Chitika eats meat, sure.
One of the 12-year-olds has, in fact, decided to become a vegetarian and is having this conversation with Lighter.
Actually, I'm genuinely concerned about Tam. Hmm? I want to make sure that when Mafa makes dinner, she wants to make sure that Tam has something to eat.
Yeah.
Yes, are you an obligate vegetarian? Well, I mean, not totally. Deer will eat baby birds and eggs that they find, so I hope I've not horrified too many people.
Nope, fine.
Hold on, I need to check and see if gazelles can eat meat.
Even, like, deer have been known to eat like a bird or something on occasion. So,
yeah,
it's possible. And I have not specified this in the rules when creating the various kin character types that can be used as species in this particular game setting. Yes, you are part that animal, insert name of animal here, whichever one it is, but you're anthropomorphized. So if you want your character to be able to eat meat, go ahead. I'm not going to micromanage that.
Yes, but
Are we going to micromanage it for us?
Regardless, I'm sending out a small squadron of children to get both meat and vegetables.
Oh, you had plenty of vegetables.
Okay.
Those you had. And like you could make a stew without the meat in it at first and then add the meat after you split it into two different pots if you really needed to.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Regardless, a meal is being prepared. The kids are quite happy that someone else is doing the cooking for a change. And hey, these guests are really great. Would they like to stay longer? They're sure Ma Pipette would not mind. You have not. She apparently just stepped out. She was here earlier today when you weren't here, and then she stepped out again.
Okay. Well, I'll get to cooking. Hello.
Now we're here.
I'm
here.
Yeah.
Yep. I keep talking over people. So I was like, I will remain silent because I know someone else is going to interject. And everyone else had the same thought.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
So, Mafa, give me a D20 roll. No modifiers.
Okay.
Okay. With an 11. At some point when you're cooking, you hear a scraping sound on the floor and you look over and one of the baby kobolds has a large chunk of broccoli that is dragging across the floor towards you.
Oh. Little kid's trying to help.
You've already added broccoli to the stew. When it gets to you, it drops the broccoli and opens its mouth wide and stares up at you.
Aww. Are you making a trade or do you want me to prepare that for you?
Food?
I will hold up my finger in the universal just a moment gesture. Pick up the broccoli and chop it into pieces. This is a kobold baby dragging a broccoli across the floor. I am assuming that the problem is volume. So I will cut the broccoli up into edible pieces, non-chokeable pieces. And then put them in a bowl and hand them down to the kobold.
It looks down at the bowl and then pushes it towards you and looks up at you.
It's not cooked meat, clearly.
Cook?
Or cooked food. Cook? Oh, yeah. Soft broccoli.
Yeah, I can do that.
Help.
Aww.
I see where we're going. Yeah, I can use this. Mafa is going to start a... What are we going to do?
As a reminder, hedge magic can also be used to clean all the dirt off of the broccoli after it's been drugged across the inn's floor.
Yes, this is going to be clean broccoli going into whatever it's going into.
While supper is being cooked, we're going to go down the list here. What's Chitika doing?
Chitika is trying not to chew on anything that actually matters because she cannot think of what she wants to do. And she's concerned about this.
But maybe she's chewing on things.
She is trying to chew on things that are not things that it will be a problem if they have little tooth marks in them. Kindling.
Okay. While you're doing this, Lighter comes over, sits down next to you, and hands you what looks to be a small toy. Beep. It is covered in tooth marks.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I like that when they were smaller.
I might break it.
You think that's the first one?
Mm.
They're pretty easy to carve.
Oh, thank you. I am thinking very hard.
I imagine you are. I mean, we already knew what was up, but, and Lighter will tap the list. This makes it feel a little bit more real.
It's also that there's a list, and it's not just that they sent people to ambush all the gods at the convocation. They put people in other places, too.
Well, gods have a habit of not dying, I've been told.
Luck should have been incarnated again. That's what I heard. And they weren't.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why would someone want to kill us all? We're all very individual, so I can't say that we wouldn't hurt people, but most of us won't.
I don't know.
I mean, I know why people would want to kill me, but not in, like, armies.
Right!
It's all kind of weird. I mean,
My clan isn't from here. Our gods are all, well, I wasn't paying that much attention. I think it's ancestor worship. So, like, they're not gods until they've died. Maybe someone thought that that's what the gods here should be?
Maybe, but why would you hire so many people to do that? That must cost a lot.
Well, how many people do you know who would hear, hey, God should be dead, after being told they're a god, and think, hey, yeah, that's a great idea?
Okay, involuntarily glancing over to wherever Mafa is.
But besides her.
I mean, I don't know. There's a god of spirits or something. Maybe they thought so. Chitika will look and see if there's a god of spirits. Is this alphabetized by any chance?
There is not a god of spirits on the list. It was assumed that that would fall under the purview of the god of death.
Which, yes, but, well, we need to find the person who is hiring, because maybe the person who is hiring people knows why they were trying to kill us all. And then maybe I will bite their face.
Speaking of face biters.
My attention's okay.
Lucy is not a face biter, but some face biters might be accompanying Lucy. Lucy, what are you doing while supper is being made?
She probably is going to try to hand out little pieces of millet to the little baby kobold and see if they want it.
Baby kobolds have been established to be garbage disposal units.
Mm-hmm.
If it is edible, they will chew on it. If it is not edible, they will still chew on it, but they won't consume it.
Mm, okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to, like, hand out little pieces to them, and, you know, here you go.
One of them does have a sprig stuck between some teeth in a comical fashion. And it's doing that thing where it opens and closes his mouth, moving his tongue, because it's trying to get it unstuck from its teeth, but it can't see how it's stuck, so it can't really get it out.
Lucy's going to use one of her little tail, the little spikes on her nails, and just kind of go bloop real quick so that the kid won't have to, like, try to sit there and solve it.
They immediately start to chew on the stick again.
Okay.
It gets stuck between two different teeth. Okay. Learning from past mistakes is not a skill they have developed yet.
They're not there yet, yeah. That's just true. Mm-hmm.
That, or they enjoy trying to get the stick out from between their teeth.
Babe.
That is also possible.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you when you're doing this?
Where are we now, like, the group of us?
Well, Mafa is in the kitchen.
Okay.
Of the Brick Oven Inn. Mm-hmm. I imagine that Tam and Chitika and Lighter are in the common room.
Okay.
Sounds right.
All right. How many babies are there, the little kobolds?
The ones that are hanging out with Lucy, there are two of them there. The third one, you do not know where they are, but they're with Mafa, but you don't know that.
Okay.
Someone's in the kitchen with Mafa.
Yeah.
They are not playing on an old banjo. They've chewed the strings off.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what they needed to do. Okay, I'm going to go find the people that are not doing cooking right now, and pick up the little kids that I, you know, the little babies, and go to somewhere else in the room or in the area.
It is not difficult for you to find where they are.
Okay.
Half of the kids that are hanging out in the inn saying that they work there are currently out getting a, they said they were going to get more meat after they brought some, but there are definitely sounds of play happening out back. So they're going to get to it eventually.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah, so Lucy's going to just, you know, pick up these two babies and sit down with them and, you know.
They weren't causing any problems, were they?
No, they're fine. They're fine. I gave them millet. Okay. Millet is good for everyone. And I just figured they could, you know, chill out and eat.
One of them starts chewing on the list.
I don't have the list.
No, you don't, but you sat down next to the people who do.
Okay, got it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So they weren't able to chew on the list when you were just feeding the millet, but you brought them to the list.
We did.
And the list looks important.
Of course. Yeah, I'm gonna take these two little babies, and since cockatiels are extremely fluffy, you can just like stick them under part of her feathers and see if the kid falls asleep.
The sound
will save the list.
So here's the thing. You are a big, floofy borb. There are contented laser sounds coming from your floof. And also, there are three pages of the list that are currently sticking out of your floof because they are between the teeth of a baby kobold who is not letting go. They caught this prey.
Oh my God.
No, no, the paper is, it is like talking paper. It talks with the words on it. It's talking paper. You can't eat talking. No talking food.
Do you pull on the list to get it back?
Gently.
Yeah. Get it back.
So.
Chitika wants to get her paws up right close to where the teeth are, because yes, that's dangerous, but it is less likely to rip the list in half.
Okay, Lucy, you are altruistic, generous, and helpful. Give me a d20 roll to see how comfortable you have made the baby kobolds.
Okay.
That's a six. Technically, I'm going to say that because of helpful and not because of generous, because generous is for bonuses to recovery rolls. So we're just going to worry about helpful. The roll you made would have beat difficulty 3.
Okay.
I am 100% seat of my pants making things up right now, by the way, in regards to why that roll is important. The baby kobolds do not want to leave the floof. The floof is warm. The floof is comforting. The floof is a place where they can hide. These are all positive attributes. Chitika, this baby kobold does not want to come out or let go. How do you convince them to do anything?
First of all, I do have persuasion. But this is a baby kobold, so how?
If you keep eating the paper with the words on it, the ink will make your taste buds think that the stew that's coming out doesn't taste as good.
Okay. I also have lying. I have deceiving.
So,
I mean, I feel like if you eat ink, dinner won't taste good might not be a lie.
True. Chitika isn't sure.
It doesn't want to eat it. It just wants to chew it.
If you get the ink on your... in your mouth, the dinner will not taste as good.
This is certainly a statement that it can be based in some degree of logic. However, you are talking to a kobold that is not yet 6 months old.
She's working on the ink will taste bad, and then your mouth will taste bad for a long time. And also, there is nice stew coming soon.
With the modifications that we have discussed, this is going to be difficulty 2.
She also does have the chew toy, which she is going to wave in her other paw.
I will allow that to be an asset difficulty 1.
Okay. Where's my cursor? There's my cursor. Diff 1. Roll.
With the 15, you pull gently on the papers until you start to see just the snout of the baby kobold. Not the eyes, just the snout. It might be growling slightly. And then you wave the chew toy in front of them. And there is, afterwards you are counting your fingers. Just to make sure. Because they didn't nip you. But how would you know? Because the pain receptors would be in the finger that it would have. So you are holding a perforated set of pages. That, you know those staplers they make now where you don't need to put staples in them? They just punch holes in the paper and fold it and stuff? That's what has happened to these few pages. And you do not have a chew toy. But technically, Lucy does.
Yes. Yes, yes.
There are crunching sounds coming from inside Lucy.
Yep.
Well, hopefully they won't...
You're not bad at that. Have you ever considered raising baby kobolds?
I thought that I was helping doing that. Exactly that.
Well, yeah, you're helping. But, you know, like, I was put in charge of them.
by myself. And I didn't figure that out for a while.
Well, obviously I have been learning from your good example.
If you say so.
Uh-huh.
This whole time, Lighter has been fiddling with bits of leather. Because remember, Tam got some.
Yep.
And has been making something that looks somewhat like it might be a harness. It needs some work.
It occurs to me that after making sure the papers are safer, Chitika is going to use her encouragement and basically be praising, well, it doesn't actually work, except she's not trained in any of it, but she's still going to be encouraging at Lighter for making the harnesses. It won't actually do anything, but hopefully it will at least raise Lighter's spirits. Also, I'm not sure she is entirely aware that her encouragement is restricted to things that she knows how to do.
Ellie has found a gif of what's happening in the kitchen.
There's the regular cook, and then there's the baby.
Yeah.
Just sort of shaking things.
And I'm not entirely sure. Actually, I'm fairly certain that there is not a fire underneath the wok that the baby has. Because you can see the flame under the wok that the grown-up has.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's a thing. So imagine, if you will, Mafa's there in the kitchen making a stew, and there's a baby kobold tossing ingredients into a pot. Some of the ingredients are like, that's a whole salt shaker. Not a whole shaker of salt. No, the entire salt shaker just got tossed in.
Mafa will gently lift it out when the kobold's not paying attention.
This is frequent. They,
yes.
They, every time they look for a new ingredient, they are not minding their stew at all.
Aww.
As Mafa I said, they're not yet 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mafa will intervene in the stew enough to make it edible.
You ain't doing that without hedge magic.
Oh, no.
Good thing you've got it.
Truth. Even stooth. Sorry.
All right. Well, with the list pages recovered and two baby kobolds blaster bolting contentedly, and the third one thinking that it's making an edible thing.
It's learning how to cook.
I mean, it is definitely going through the motions, but
at that age, it's like learning.
Learning is occurring. It's like when I see a student draw a circle and I give them praise because it only had three corners.
And they were rounded.
I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
I teach five-year-olds. The hand-eye coordination is still being developed. It's fine. I celebrate the trying. And that's what we do for the baby kobold. But that's a digression again. We are going to end it here as a hippokin slowly approaches the inn from outside, saying, "Well, something certainly smells delicious."
Before we end, did we get what Tam was doing?
Well, Tam joined the conversation with Chitika, so.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, that's the only reason I didn't ask what Tam was doing, because otherwise we'd be like, "Tam, what are you doing while you're having the conversation with Chitika?" Yeah, but you are correct. I did not specifically ask Tam.
I just wanted to make sure.
Certainly. But that's where we're going to end it for tonight. Sometimes it isn't going to be a cliffhanger. Unless a hippokin coming in to ask for the stew is a cliffhanger. That might be. Did you make enough? You could give them the one that the kobold cooked. Smelled a bit better than it tastes, but we can't all be amazing chefs. There seems to be a baby kobold hanging from my ladle.
I will have anticipated both hippokin and three baby kobolds.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, we were joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, Eo, and Jen, who is an Alkin. But with that said, does anyone want to plug a thing?
Tika's Player writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com, and you can find those books for sale at legitimate places that sell ebooks, or you can get them on Hoopla. If your library is partnered with them, you have to have a library card. So support your local library so that they can support me.
I mean, my player. Close enough. And speaking of cool books.
I've been, sorry, go ahead.
I was making sure you got your credit.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Okay. So I've been boosting up my blog with different little things you can like draw on or whatever. It's a Johanna Bassard coloring page, and I've been having a lot of fun with them. So I've been putting them up on my blog, and we'll just see how long it takes before I get tired of it or if I run out. So that's about it for now.
And that URL is
bookofgen.net.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And speaking of websites with the person's name in them, we put all of these podcasts over at aaronbsmith.com. Right now, there are three main campaigns going on. There's GURPS Wars, which is, oddly enough, a GURPS campaign. I know. Shocking. I thought it was 5e, but then they told me to roll low.
It's 4e. I'm using 4e. GURPS 4th edition.
And there's Plus Look, Ultra, which is another Cypress.
Warlord? That's from D&D 4e.
Ah.
I'm trying very hard to not go down this branch of conversation because then the outro will take another half hour. But I so want to. Oh my gosh. No, stay on target, Crash. Stay on target. So we've got GURPS Wars, which is a GURPS campaign. We got Plus Ultra, which is a Cyberstation campaign. And of course, we've got this one. And we also have a bunch of campaigns that we've already finished them by the time that this goes live. But you could listen to them in the entirety and not have to wait for the next episode to come out. Some people like to binge like that. Every now and then I look at the stats and it says, somebody just downloaded 45 episodes of a thing. And I'm like, cool. I hope they like what they found. So aaronbsmith.com is where you can find those. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shen Shen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And something that you can do, should you choose, is you can send in questions for the characters in any of these games that we're playing. So you can do that by emailing us at cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com, or you could find us on the Fediverse. It is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. You could leave a YouTube comment because we're there too, although that's not where I primarily tell people to go to find us. We are on YouTube. Or you could ask us a question through Patreon if you happen to be a Patreon patron. So, until next time.
Good answer.
Yes. And for the record, Lord Stabby is canon.
Yep.
I didn't say which campaign. I did not say which campaign.
Watch out over their craft services.
There is. No. Lord Stabby is not in craft services. You will see there's a separate box called Time Out Box. That is where Lord Stabby is. Lord Stabby has been relegated to the Time Out Box and is not able to escape because of the magnetic fields around the Time Out Box that prevent the lightsaber that is duct taped to Lord Stabby from going through, and therefore Lord Stabby will just exit it and then enter it again because I misclicked. But never mind about that.
Oh no, it's discovered doors.
It escaped containment. Lord Stabby is out. Lord Stabby is out. Lord Stabby's in the box with Tex. Don't worry.
Tex has a Lord Stabby now.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Texas shows up holding Lord Stabby with the lightsaber and pointing away from all parties involved. Is this yours? The wheel's just going.
Beep, 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 beep.
Until next time, this is Crash saying, I can't think of something better than that for an outro. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.